This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever felt like you're just throwing money at SEO, but not really getting traction where it counts?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially for businesses with multiple locations, right? Like maybe you're a regional IT firm or a consulting group, you have a decent website.
Mm.
But when someone, say in Dallas, searches for managed IT services, you're just nowhere to be found.
Yeah, it's a super common frustration. You end up relying way too much on referrals in those other cities.
Exactly. And growth feels stalled. It's like pushing a rock uphill in those key markets. That exact problem, that barrier to really scaling, is what we're digging into today.
Yeah, we're aiming to lay out a clear path.
In this deep dive, we want to give you the actual roadmap for local SEO. When you have multiple locations, we're going to cut through the noise and focus on, you know, what really moves the needle.
So you can stop guessing and actually see results.
Mm-hmm.
And to help us do that, we're pulling the key insights from a great article. It's called Local SEO for Multiple Locations and Its Impact. And it's by an SEO specialist, Janice Ramos. Our mission here is basically to take the best bits from that and equip businesses, especially B2B service businesses with multiple locations, with what they need to get high quality leads coming in, you know, in every market they serve.
Perfect. So let's just state the core issue right up front. If you're operating in more than one city, or maybe you're planning to expand, why aren't you ranking where you need to be? And the answer, like the source article makes really clear, seems to be nailing this thing called local SEO for multiple locations.
It really is the solution. And the article calls it a game changer for growth. And I think that's spot on. It's not just a small tweak.
Okay, why is it such a game changer? What makes it so different?
Well, first off, it makes sure every location can actually be found online. Not just your main office or headquarters.
Right. So you actually show up in Google when people search for your services, plus a city or region. Makes sense.
Exactly. And it's not just about showing up. It's about building trust. You do that with consistent, really well-optimized location pages for each place. And the big payoff, it helps you generate more inbound leads, crucially, leads with actual intent to buy or book your services.
Leads that are ready to talk.
Precisely. And think long term, it really helps decrease dependency on expensive ads. You get a visibility that, you know, doesn't just evaporate when you pause your ad campaigns.
It's huge. Sustainable visibility.
Yeah. The aim is a strategy that works everywhere without hurting your other locations. You don't want your Dallas office stealing visibility from your Houston office, for instance. No cannibalization.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So if it's this powerful, what's stopping businesses? What are the common mistakes people make? The article highlights a few key things.
Mm-hmm. What's the first one?
The big one seems to be these one-size-fits-all SEO pages,
just
copying and pasting content for each city.
The template approach.
Yeah.
That's a classic mistake.
And the article says Google flat-out doesn't reward copy-paste location pages. Why is that so bad?
Well, think about it from Google's perspective. They want to show the most relevant result. If your Dallas page looks exactly like your Austin page, how relevant is it really to someone searching in Dallas?
Good point. It doesn't show any local understanding.
Exactly. It signals you haven't tailored anything. You're missing a huge chance to connect locally. Google's getting way better at spotting that lack of genuine local effort.
Okay, so generic pages are out. What else trips businesses up?
What's next on the list from the source?
Lack of local backlinks or citations. So other local websites or directories aren't linking to you or mentioning you for that specific location.
Right. Google needs to see that local validation, that local credibility, as the article puts it, without those links from, say, the local Chamber of Commerce or a partner in that city.
Google doesn't see you as part of the local fabric.
Pretty much. And another big one, missing or duplicate Google business profiles.
Ah, yeah. Trying to use one profile for multiple spots, or maybe just forgetting to create them.
Mm-hmm. If you do that, you are absolutely missing out on valuable local pack exposure. You know that map section right at the top of the search results?
Yeah, the prime real estate.
That's it. You need a unique, verified profile for each physical location to even have a shot at showing up there consistently.
And inconsistent NAP data. Name, address, phone number.
Oh, that's critical. If your details are different across directories, your website, your Google profile.
Yeah.
It just confuses Google. And as the article says, it hurts your local authority. Consistency is key.
So these roadblocks, They sound familiar. I bet a lot of listeners are nodding along right now.
For sure. But the good news is these are common pitfalls. They're not, you know, impossible mountains to climb once you know what they are.
You can actually fix them strategically.
Exactly. It's about identifying those weak points and then having a plan to address them.
Which is perfect because the article doesn't just point out problems. It gives us that roadmap to high rankings in every market. This is the really actionable stuff.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Step one, create unique location pages. And the source emphasizes these aren't just throwaway pages. They need to be lead gen machines.
Not just filler.
Each page has to be tailored to that specific market. That means unique text, listing the right services for that area, maybe local pay studies.
Local team bios, even client testimonials from that city.
Exactly. Testimonials from Dallas clients on the Dallas page. That makes perfect sense. It shows you're actually there.
Right. It builds that local connection and trust. It's authentic.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next piece of the puzzle?
Next up is optimize Google business profiles. This isn't just a one-time setup.
No, definitely not.
The article really hammers this. Claim, verify, and optimize a Google business profile for every physical location. Every single one.
And optimization means details.
Yeah, things like using high-quality images that actually show your local office or team, selecting the right categories for your services in that market, and again, maintaining 100% consistent name, address, phone number, NIP, matching exactly what's on your website's location page. That consistency again. It tells Google, yes, this is a real legitimate presence here. What about building credibility beyond your own profiles and website?
Good segue. Step three is build local authority. This is about getting those external signals, earning local backlinks from business directories, partners, chambers of commerce, and sponsorships.
Like getting digital endorsements from respected local sources.
Exactly. It's like digital word of mouth. Plus, getting listed on important sites like Yelp, Bing Places, and Apple Maps for each market. Again, for each market.
Showing up where local customers expect to find you. Okay, what's number four?
Number four, use local keywords with intent. This is crucial, moving beyond just generic terms.
Right, not just IT services.
No, think about what someone actually types when they're serious about finding a provider in their city. The article gives examples like managed IT services in Dallas, or maybe HR outsourcing for Atlanta tech companies.
Those are the money keywords, the ones that signal someone is close to making a decision, high intent. Precisely. They bring in the qualified leads you actually want. And the final step, something that often gets missed.
Yes. Knowing if any of this is actually working.
You got it. Monitor results with transparent analytics. You, the business owner, need to know what's happening. Your agency, if you use one, needs to provide clear monthly reports.
And not just overall traffic, right?
No. Crucially, reports showing rankings, leads generated, and conversion metrics per location. So you know exactly what's working in Dallas versus Austin versus Houston.
That empowers you to make smart decisions, adjust the strategy, know your ROI for each market.
Mm-hmm. Know what's working.
You know, looking at these five steps together, it's clear they're not just separate tactics. It's a connected strategy. Each part supports the others to build this really robust local presence that can actually grow with the business.
That's a great way to put it. It's a holistic approach.
Yeah. Which leads to the big question.
Yeah.
If you do all this, if you implement this detailed strategy, what actually happens? What's the real world impact?
Right. Let's talk results. What happens when you get it right? The article lays out some pretty compelling outcomes. First, you see more qualified leads coming from organic search in every market. Not just more leads, but better leads.
People who are actually looking for what you offer, where you offer it.
Exactly. Second, generally a lower cost per lead compared to paid-only strategies. Organic search, once established, tends to be more cost-effective long-term.
Mm-hmm. Better ROI.
Third, and we touched on this, you get visibility that doesn't disappear when your ad budget pauses. That's huge for stability.
Sustainable marketing, not just stop-start campaigns.
And ultimately, it leads to clear, consistent growth across your service areas. Predictable growth, not just hoping for referrals.
Makes total sense.
So the bottom line here is you don't have to put up with those inconsistent results or fuzzy reports. You really can have marketing that works properly in every city you serve.
Yeah, it's achievable with the right focus.
So just to recap the main takeaway, if you're running a multi-location business, that generic one-size-fits-all SEO approach, It's just not enough anymore.
Definitely. Yeah.
You need a specific multi-layered local SEO strategy to see real scalable growth across all your different markets. Mm-hmm. It's about being visible, being relevant, and being trusted right where your customers are actually looking.
Well said. And maybe here's a final thought for everyone listening to Chew On.
Yeah.
If you truly commit to this market-by-market local SEO approach, how might that actually reshape your whole business? Not just scaling your operations, but maybe deepening your connection to each community you're in. Could that foster a more resilient, more sustainable kind of growth in the long run? Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.